Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jang, and you're tuning in to Express Yourself on Caboose Community Radio, 90.7. Let's get it.
What is up, everybody? You are now listening to KBOO Community Radio 90.7. I'm your host, Jai, and you are tuned in to Express Yourself. This show features talented spoken word artists, rappers, poets, and singers from around the Portland metropolitan area. On today's show, I will be talking with the talented rapping artist, Jang. He was born and raised in this great city of Portland. He is 17 years old and currently attends Centennial High School in Gresham, Oregon. He has been making music for 4 to 5 years now. In his own words, he has expressed that he is just a kid trying to make it big to provide for his family. Every song that is out was completed by him alone. Welcome to the show, Jang.
What is up?
What's up? And also in the studio, you have your manager and friend, Jesus.
Yeah, that's me. What's up, everybody?
And then you also have your girlfriend.
The lovely Sarah.
Hello. How is everybody doing today?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. Can't complain.
Yeah. Of course not. God is great.
Amen. All the time.
Amen.
All right. Let's get to this. So, Jang, this question is directed to you. When did you first discover that you could rap?
So, in the eighth grade, do you know that song Watch Out by 2 Chainz?
Yes.
And that beat the dum, 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 dum. Mm-hmm. I wrote a little freestyle to that, and I was like, this is hard. I showed it to all my friends because I name shouted like everybody, like name dropped everybody. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, you got to go with this. So I just kept going with it till freshman year and sophomore year. Like, mm-hmm. And then I started really like just dropping projects and songs, and people really just enjoyed it. So I just kept going with it.
Yeah. That's dope. And so in the beginning, in the intro, I said that you've been writing for 45 years now.
Yeah.
So what's like your inspiration for writing your songs and your raps?
It just really depends how I'm feeling. But I don't know. It just really, I have to feel the vibe, like, and the beat for sure. I'm very picky with beats. So if I find a beat I like, mm-hmm. I'll have to save it for later when I really can record it and write to it. So, yeah.
So you would say that you were the type that like has to listen to a beat first, then form the words to it.
Because I'm a more a melodic type of person, you know. Mm-hmm. Need the auto tune, need the reverb and all that. So yeah. Can't live without it.
No, I feel that. I feel that. Do you ever perform at all?
I've never performed a show in my life. No.
No, have you ever thought about performing live?
Of course,
before?
I've been offered to. I just held back on it. I don't know. Feel like cold feet, you know?
No, I feel that. I mean, I feel like performing is definitely nerve-wracking. I've only performed twice in my life for my spoken word pieces, so yeah, it was it turned out well, but I was definitely 100% nervous, so I don't blame you. You have to like build up the courage for that, but I'm sure one day that opportunity will come again. Yeah. And you'll jump on that next
opportunity. I'm snagging it and going on stage for sure.
You should, because I've heard your music and your music is dope, so I don't know why you're not out there like doing that live like that. Like, I feel like people, like, you'll get the energy from the crowd.
Yeah.
So Jesus, you're like his manager, right? Yeah. So what is like your contribution to his like music and his whole like style?
So basically, I mean, so when Jackson first started making music, I mean, we were young, we're probably like, when he started, you know, taking it more serious, mm-hmm. It was like, we were probably like 9 or 10 when he started really like freestyling, and he was like, you know, the musical talent in our group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, you know, you have a group and everybody has their own thing. Jackson was always the musically talented one. You know, he's always rapping on a beat. You know, he was able to, you know, mimic like sounds and music,
mm-hmm.
and like he would point out things during songs that you wouldn't pay attention to, like as a regular person like me, I wouldn't mm-hmm. notice the all the instruments that are being played in the song. But Jackson, you know, he would pick them out and he would know what is going on. He'd be like, oh, you hear that in the background? I'd be like, what mm-hmm. are you talking about? No, he's like really connected to music. Like that's him.
Yeah,
like music is him, and I've been telling him that since we were really young. Mm-hmm. So I've been there a lot, you know, pushing him, making sure that he doesn't stop. you know, pursuing his music. Because there's been a couple times where, you know, he's wanted to quit. He's wanted to quit. And I didn't let him, you know. Kept pushing him, making sure. I always told him, too, like, you know, you're going to make it. You know, we're going to be out there. And I always told him since we were young, like, you're going to do this music thing. Like, it's him. Like, music is him. Like, that's his thing. And so I've just made sure that he was always on top of things and never wanted to quit.
Yeah. Wow. So you're a good friend for that. Sarah, how long have you known Jang?
I've known Jackson since, I want to say seventh grade. He always saw him as like a mutual friend. And then we started talking freshman year. We got closer. I friend zoned him for a good 6 months.
That's no cap. She like straight up friend zoned him.
And then I was like, he's actually pretty cool. He's very understanding and developed feelings very quickly after I realized that.
Look where we are now. 2 years going strong, almost three.
Yay, congrats. Yeah. And so I know, Jang, before we even started the interview, you said that, like, she's your inspiration
for
some of your music. So, like, how does she play a part in your music?
She, she's just, like, my love, you know? Like, it's like, I don't know, like, usually hear a beat, automatically think of Sarah, like, always, immediately. If not thinking of Sarah, I'm thinking of, like, or having like a fun time while I'm like trying to record, but you just, most of the time it's about Sarah. It's just like, we obviously every couple has their ups and downs, but I just like, we always vibe through my music, always.
Yeah. So Sarah, do you kind of like have a say on like the beats that he chooses, or like maybe the words in his songs or anything like that?
I do not. I kind of just let him do his own thing, because that's where the beauty comes in his music.
I heard that. I feel that. Okay. So, Jang, do you do a lot of, like, solo songs, or have you ever, like, collaborated with anyone, another artist before?
Yeah. Every single song that I've released on my SoundCloud right now is all solo. I've appeared on a feature recently that I actually, like, allowed to get out, but when I first started making music, I started making music with my, it's one of my closest friends. He makes music as well. He's from here, but he lives up in Washington now. His name is Kai, and we used to make songs together all the time. I think there's a few songs probably out right now, and it was before I even found the sound that I have currently. It was just, we were just trying to get onto what was hip, like Little Pump type beats and all those type of things, and I just like expanded off and really just, you know, tried to do the melodic thing, and it really worked out, because I've always loved the melodic type of sound.
Yeah.
And, you know, autotune is key. I need it, you know?
Yeah. So, as far as, like, your beats, do you produce those, or do you just find those online?
Yeah, I definitely find those online. Most of my beats are just, like, so beautiful, like, I have to find them. I could never create such beats as I, like, choose. I've tried to produce, for sure. I try to do everything. I do, like, I could say I do producing, because I've made a few beats. I mean, they weren't good, but there's still some beats. I've made beats. I do photography. I do video editing and directing. Yeah. I do everything. So
everything.
You know, like, because I try to find my way. I'm on a route to like every way to get out the cities to make it big. You know what I'm saying? So if music doesn't work out, I got something to fall back on. But I know music is gonna work out. Like, I know, because God is good.
Yes. And so I asked this question to Sarah, but hey, Seuss, do you have like a say in like Jang's music or anything like that? Or like, do you happen to pick out beats or anything?
Nah, he does. He does all of that on his own. We're not really in the studio with him all the time. He kind of does everything on his own. And then he shows us, but everything, you know, that he likes to do, he does, and he does all him, just him.
Yeah.
It's not swayed or anything, you know. It's all the real him, basically.
That's really cool. So you would say, Jang, that, like, your career and where you are right now, it's, like, solely because of you?
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. 1,000%. Everything I did and everything that I have in my studio is because of me. I worked hard to get it, and I'm here now.
And that's good, because if you don't do it, then who else will do it for you?
Exactly. That's exactly what I say.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great ambition on your part. And, like, I respect that for real.
No, he did. He worked really, really hard on getting all his studio equipment.
Jang, how did you come up with that name?
Oh, so unfortunately, one of my closest friends, Riley, couldn't be here. Me, Jesus, and Riley were, like, the three amigos throughout elementary. But fortunately, he couldn't be here. But he gave me that name
Oh, wow.
In elementary school. So, you know, when like in elementary school, you have the school supply list, mm-hmm. and like in our school supply list, like they'd have us like buy like unnecessary like bull crap, like we really didn't need. It would be like buy a box of tissues for the class, like,
yeah,
like it was just a whole bunch of like crap like you don't need. But like whenever he bought something, he'd put R.I. for his first name and mm-hmm. then S.A. for his last name, because it's the first initials in his first name, like mm-hmm. the first two letters, and then yeah. it's like the first two letters of his last name. So it'd like be oh. Risa, and then we try to do mine and it's spelled out Jang, because my name is like Jackson Nguyen, so mm-hmm. it'd be J-A-N-G and it's spelled out Jang. And I was like, oh yeah, I like it. I've been running with that since like third grade.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. That's an interesting way to come up with a rap name. I haven't yeah. heard that one before.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty
and it,
cool.
And it worked out in my favor too, because that doesn't sound like an odd name or anything like that.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It sounds like it's a dope rap name. Like, I feel like it's a legit name. For real.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, no problem. So like I said earlier, I have heard your music before and it is dope. Now it's time for the listeners to hear. So what is the first song that you want to share with us?
Exotic, that's the first ever real song I made, like I actually like was proud of and really released it. I was like, I want people to hear this. So Exotic, it's about Sarah right here.
So what about Sarah, like what is it about
like,
the song
it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, I don't know, like it's not every day you find like someone you could really just like vibe with, because like, you know, kids in high school these days, like they just like think they're like in love, but they're really not, you know, like they're really like fooling themselves. Like me and Sarah really been in this together since day one, like yeah. this is like before I met Sarah, I was just used to be like, oh yeah, let's always go out with friends and stuff, and I'm still like that to this day. It's mm-hmm. just like less of it. It's because yeah. Sarah really like changed my perspective on everything, because like it's like not life is always about going out, you know, sometimes it's nice to stay inside,
that's true,
you know, be with someone that you really love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so the song is Exotic.
Yeah. 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 Hey, yeah. Spend these nights alone, she keep me company. Showed her all my brand new songs, said she loved me. She a little too exotic, fell in love with me. Shiny little too exotic, but she loving me. I don't spend these nights alone, she keep me company. Showed her all my brand new songs, said she loving me. She a little too exotic, fell in love with me. Shiny little too exotic, but she loving me. Shawty show me true love and look, shawty show me gratitude. Yeah, she's still my baby even when she gives me attitude. She looking exotic, so I said I can stay mad at you. She can slide at midnight and we kick it to the afternoon. I'm out in LA, thinking about her face. I got real love for her and that won't ever change. She my sunshine through the thunder and the rain. We can fly to paradise and look at all the waves. Cruising down the street and I'm thinking about you, shawty. Hoping every night at 10 is when you gonna call me. I've been feeling lovely with you, why you looking lovely? Can't believe you mind like, why am I so lucky? I don't spend these nights alone, she keep me company. Showed her all my brand new songs, said she loved me. She a little too exotic, fell in love with me. Shawty little too exotic, but she loving me. I don't spend these nights alone, she keep me company. Showed her all my brand new songs, said she loved me.
That was such a beautiful song. Oh my gosh. Let's like give him some claps and snaps and something. That was such a beautiful song. So Sarah, how does that song make you feel?
I mean, the first time because that was like one of the first real love songs he wrote me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of confused because like growing up, you never think about like what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
When I didn't think someone was going to write songs about me growing up.
Yeah.
I was like, so when I heard it, I had butterflies in my stomach and I cried.
That's so cute. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Wow. So Jesus, what do you think about the song? I know it's not written to you, but as his manager and homeboy, like, what are your thoughts?
It's written to him too, man. I got love for the man.
No, yeah. When I first heard it, I tell him straight away, you know, whether I like his music or not. I don't lie to him. I don't,
yeah,
you know.
Like, there's songs he'd be like, no, this isn't it.
I'll straight up
and
tell
I'll still
him.
Release it, but he was like, no, I don't like it.
Yeah, I give him my honest opinion. I'm never fake about anything.
That's a good friend.
So, but when I heard this one, I liked it, so I told him to go with it. And, you know, it was about his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I was like, yep, yeah, I like it. Release it. I pushed it, you know. I always, like, you know, like, tell people to listen to me, try to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson doesn't like other people's help, but so I'm always the one, you know, trying to, you know, oh, share, bro, tell people share, but he wants to do everything on his own,
mm-hmm.
you know, he keeps to himself, and he doesn't, like, ask anybody for anything.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Express Yourself here on KBOO Community Radio. I'm your host, Jai, and I'm talking with Portland-based artist Jang about his journey to rapping. Also in the studio, I have his manager and best friend, Jesus, and his girlfriend, Sarah. Welcome.
What's up, everybody? Welcome.
What is up?
Okay, so right now I want to talk about EP stuff. You said that your latest EP came out in April.
Yeah, April 5th, my birthday.
April 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was released on your birthday.
Yeah, and I called it Jang Forever, as in, like, I'm going to be me forever. You feel me? So that's Ooh. I'm always going to be me.
I like that.
Yeah, so
like
it's called
that.
Jang Forever. It's released on my birthday. And I released on my birthday because my birthday was on a Friday this year, so why not?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. So, like, what made you want to produce that particular EP?
I really didn't release anything from my last EP because I dropped my last EP almost a year ago, like in December. So, like, December of 2018, I released an EP. It was a quick EP. Like, I finished that EP in, like, in a week. And then...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I just didn't drop anything for months, not even a single or anything. And then people really wanted something, so I was just like, yeah, bet. And I released a single from that project. It's called Fall in Love, and it's about Sarah over here, of course.
Aww.
And, yeah, it's probably one of my favorite songs. That was a song I was going to have you play, but I decided not, so...
Well, now listeners just have to go find it.
Yeah,
listen to it.
You're just going to have to go find it. But yeah, for sure. And then that project really means a lot to me. It's like it's really true to myself. It's
it's not
circled around, you know, love stories and like usually what I do. It's really just like genuine, like me, because like all those songs, I really had like true moments with myself while making, writing and recording it, you know. So, yeah, that's why it's probably one of my favorite projects.
Yeah, for sure. What is the name of the next song you'll be sharing with us, and what is that one about?
Next song is called Circle Small. I released that like 2 years ago. So it sounds like, my voice now and my voice then seems like it's like a little difference. It's not like a big difference, but you know, but it's about my Jesus right here. Like, this is my guy right here. You know, it's about like my brothers, you know, it's just like we just do us, you know what I'm saying? So I just really stick to me, Sarah, and like just my personal friend group, my brothers, really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is my personal favorite right here.
My slimes, my slats.
So this is just a shout out to all your boys.
Yeah, of course.
All right, cool. So this song is called
Circle Small.
Circle Small. Here it is, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Extravagant.
They love me, they don't love me, they just fake it. Getting all my slimes, get to the bread and then we break it. I keep my circle small, it's only us, you know we stay lit. It's me and my brothers in a whip, we do the lane switch. People say they love me, they don't love me, they just fake it. Getting all my slimes, get to the bread and then we break it. I keep my circle small, it's only us, you know we stay lit. It's me and my brothers in a whip, we do the lane switch. My whole team stay ballin', yeah, I know we ball like Jordan. If you ain't getting to the back, little boy, you ain't bus while I be in a foreign. Your flow and your beats generic, boy, your music boring. In a circle only, it's my slimes and me. Boy, you is a lame, you can't ride with me. You talking online, you can't hide from me. Pull up to your house, I'll bring my slimes with me. I don't trust a snake, I think trusting you was my biggest mistake. I know you ain't real, so please get out my way. Like we in a race, I'm too busy winning, why you stuck in last place? People say they love me, they don't love me, they just fake it. Me and all my slimes get to the bread and then we break it. I keep my circle small, it's only us, you know we stay lit. It's me and my brothers in a whip, we do the lane switch. People say they love me, they
they don't love me, they just fake it. Get on my slime, get to the bread, and then we break it. I keep my circle small, it's only us, you know we stay lit. It's me and my brothers in the whip, we do the lane switch. People say they love me, they don't love me, they just fake it. Getting all my slime, get to the bread, and then we break it. I keep my circle small, it's only us, you know we stay lit. It's me and my brothers in the whip, we do the lane switch. People say they love me, they don't love me, they just fake it. Getting all my slime, get to the bread, and then we break it. I keep my circle small, it's only us, you know we stay lit. It's me and my brothers in the whip, we do the lane switch.
Okay, yep, so that was another bop. I'm a cop again for that one.
Thank you.
That was good, that was good, that was good. Yeah, I sense like the shout out to your homie.
Yeah, for sure.
Like your bro, and like the love, but like I felt the love, you
know?
Yeah,
for real, always. Keep it genuine.
Yes.
Stay pure.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. Jesus, what did you think about the song?
Yeah, this one's my favorite song. I mean, it reminds me of, you know, us growing up. Man, me and Jackson have some crazy stories, like... Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's gonna be on the radio.
we've done some crazy things
on the radio, bro. You say this?
Nah, for sure. This is my favorite song because, you know, me and Jackson have been growing up together for ever now, and so we have a bunch of stories to tell. You know, we've come up a lot from back then. Like,
oh yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
I mean. We used to basically starve together. Like, we didn't have anything to eat when we would hang out. We'd be out, you know, we'd ride our bikes everywhere. Like, literally our bikes everywhere. And we'd be out all day, so.
Literally, with Riley. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's not here, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to Riley, for sure.
Shout out to Riley.
Yeah, we'd ride our bikes everywhere.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, none of us had money, you know.
Like, we just try to enjoy time. We were younger, you know what I'm saying? Like, why stay inside, be on a phone?
I know,
go
that's
out and ride
true.
Bikes.
Yeah, and then 9 hours passed by, and we all realized that we hadn't ate yet.
But shout out to Riley's parents. They fed us sometimes too, all the time. When we were younger too. If we didn't eat. So
No, I feel like back in the day when we were younger, like we didn't need like social media on our phone though. We made do with what we had, and like we had fun outside.
For real.
For hours of the day without eating.
We're still young, of course. Like we're only born, he was born in 2001, I'm born in 2002. Like we're only the class of 2020, you know, we're still young, 17, 18, it's almost 18. But it's like our older siblings are old school.
Older siblings,
it's because they're old school. And so like, you know, like that's just the way that we were raised, you know? Like we were raised just old school as well. Like I grew up off watching Disney VHSs, like for real. Like it's like crazy. And like his older brother and my older sister were like the best of friends.
Best
and that's
friends.
Why we always got, we were always close. Because when they were hanging out, me and him were hanging out.
So since we always hung around literally the older people.
Yeah, literally. Let's just say we were little big men.
So y'all always. Grew up fast.
For real.
We definitely grew up fast, you know.
Okay, so before we wrap up this interview, what is the name of the third song you'll be sharing and what is that one about?
Paradise.
So what is Paradise about?
Me and Sarah out in paradise. it's a love song. I don't know. One day, I plan on taking Sarah to paradise, like, because I know this music is gonna work. So when the money starts coming in, I can start providing for everybody, like Jesus and Sarah. I'm taking Sarah to paradise. I promise you that. That's my goal.
Aw. Okay. Well, here it is, y'all. Paradise.
Jackie's on the beat. Let's fly to paradise. Yeah, tonight. Only me and you. Only you and I. Out to paradise. Out to paradise. Let's fly to paradise. Yeah, tonight. Only me and you. Only you and I. Out to paradise. Out to paradise. Imagine you and I out in paradise. Me and you on a lovely night. Gourmet meals by the ocean side. Everything is great, everything's alright. Do you wanna go out to paradise? I'll be right next to you, I'll be by your side. Tell me right now, we can't waste no time. I really wanna go, I wanna leave tonight. Paradise.
I've been having dreams about me and you out in paradise. Oh yeah. Let's fly to paradise. Yeah, tonight. Only me and you. Only you and I. Out to paradise. Out to paradise. Let's fly to paradise. Yeah, tonight. Only me and you. Only you and I. Out to paradise. Out to paradise.
That was another cute song dedicated to Sarah.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Sarah.
Yes.
How does that song make you feel?
That song, I don't know. He likes to travel. I like to travel a short amount of time. I mean, like, paradise is just, like, whenever I'm with him and, like, everything's, like, all good. And
yeah.
I don't know. It just makes me feel a little bubbly.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Jesus, do you and Jang ever go to paradise together?
Of course. All the time. Nah, yeah. I like this song a lot, too. It's one of the songs that, you know, I would play when I had girls around or something.
This guy ain't got a girlfriend.
That's
but,
funny.
You know, when I have girls around, this is one of the go-tos, for sure.
Do you just like mouth the words and you'd be like, I'm gonna take you to paradise?
Exactly.
Bro, you're exposing yourself. It's gonna be in the rain.
I ain't lying though.
That's true.
I ain't lying. You ain't lying. God.
That's true. Cap. That's funny. Before we end the interview, Jang, where can listeners find your music?
SoundCloud for now and maybe in the near future. Apple Music, Spotify, all major streaming platforms, but. My SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/JangRx, same as my Instagram, JangRx. You can find me there. Twitter, RxJang, because I couldn't get JangRx. But yeah, find me there. I'm just a kid from Portland trying to make it. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and thank you all for coming, Jang, Sarah, and Jesus.
Yeah, thank
course,
you.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, y'all, we are all out of time for today's show. Again, thank you, Jang, for coming in and for sharing your songs with us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, as I said, Jang's EP dropped back in April and can be found on SoundCloud by searching for Jang. That is J-A-N-G. Jang can be supported via Instagram at JangRx, J-A-N-G-R-X. To hear this interview again, it can be found on KBOO's website at kboo.fm by searching for Express Yourself. The show can also be found on Google Play and iTunes. The Express Yourself show can also be supported via Instagram at Express Yourself Radio. The song playing in the beginning and end of this interview is called Express Yourself by NWA. The other three songs that played is entitled Exotic, Circle Small, and Paradise, all by the Portland-based artist Jang. For Express Yourself and the KBOO Community Radio, I'm Jai. Thank you so much for listening.